There's something magical about finding your own Christmas tree in Alberta's snowy forests, with the scent of pine filling the air and the thrill of picking out the perfect tree driving you along the snowy paths. Alberta has you covered if you're ready to add this extraordinary tradition to your holiday season. Here's everything you need to know about chopping down your own tree, from permits and locations to what to bring for a memorable day in the woods. Getting a permit. First, before you head out in search of that perfect Charlie Brown Christmas tree, Alberta requires a permit, so securing that important piece of paper should be at the top of your list. You will need to apply online for a Personal Use Forest Products Permit, PUFPP, to harvest trees on provincial crown land within Alberta's forest areas. You can also apply in person at a provincial forestry office. Once you have your permit, allow plenty of time to choose the ideal day to find your tree. Remember to follow all the regulations on your permit, like the specific zones where cutting is allowed and the tree height limits, no taller than 2.5 meters or about 8 feet. You must be 18 years of age, an Alberta resident, and in good standing with the Crown relating to timber, grazing, and land use. Where to go? Alberta has several designated forestry areas where you can legally cut down your Christmas tree. Popular areas include Rocky Mountain House, Edson, Whitecourt, Grand Prairie, and places around Edmonton and Calgary. These regions are generally open for Christmas tree cutting from early November until the end of December. Each area has its unique landscape and tree types, so whether you're after a classic spruce or a sturdy pine, Alberta's forests offer a range of options to find the perfect tree that'll bring festive cheer into your home. Be sure to check Alberta's forestry website for maps, specific dates, and locations before heading out, as conditions can vary. Bringing home a tree from the wilderness isn't just about the thrill of the chase. It's about the heartwarming memories you'll make along the way. Hunting down your tree is an adventure that involves laughs, snowball fights, and that satisfying timber call in the wild as the tree falls. And when you bring it home, you'll feel a burst of pride while decorating a tree you cut down yourself. With a day in the forest planned, preparation is key to ensuring you stay safe and warm and have fun. Here's your checklist for your tree chopping adventure. Permit and map. Ensure you have your forestry permit and know the area where cutting is permitted. Tools. Bring a sturdy saw or axe. A handsaw is usually enough, but some people prefer to go the lumberjack route and stick to the axe. Warm clothing. Dress for the weather. Bring sturdy gloves, a toque, and proper footwear to keep your feet warm as you trudge through snowy trails. Pack a picnic. No snowy adventure is complete without hot chocolate, holiday baking, and festive snacks. It's the perfect way to keep the energy high. Safety kit. In case of emergency, it's always wise to bring a basic first aid kit, a flashlight, and a phone. Come prepared. Many of these areas don't have phone service, so tell someone where you're going and when you plan to return. Bring extra layers and blankets in the car, and consider a satellite phone if you're wandering deep into the woods. There you have it. This holiday season, start your own tree chopping tradition. It's a wonderful way to make memories, connect with nature, and appreciate the beauty of Alberta's surroundings. It's that magical time of year when we gather with loved ones to celebrate the joy of the season. Happy hunting! Brittany Burr is a freelance writer and a contributor to Great West Media. This story was written for the Great West Media and Southern Alberta newspaper's Cool Winter Guide advertising feature. The Cool Winter Guide is a special feature about winter activities, bucket list adventures, winter attractions, events, and road trip worthy food and beverage destinations across Alberta. It is not written by and does not necessarily reflect the views of the editorial staff.